RNZ Pacific News, hello Keta, Nemblong me Lydia Lewis. Vote counting in Solomon Islands joint election is underway. Ballot boxes arrive at stations from polling stations across the country. In the first post-election update Thursday morning, local time electoral chief Jasper Anesi said the public will notice a heavy police presence at counting centres. He's urging Solomon Islanders to remain peaceful and calm and to maintain good order around counting stations. RNZ Pacific editor Kuroi Hawkins is in Honiara.
The Electoral Commission here will be announcing results for the provincial elections three times a day. So they're doing it at 10 a.m., 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. local time. And for the national elections, they will be announcing results as they come in. So as soon as the result is declared, anyone overseas following this can also get those live streamed results from the Electoral Commission website and Facebook page.
The Guam National Weather Service's latest outlook says extreme to exceptional drought persists in parts of the Micronesian region. Yap in Federated States of Micronesia and Majuro and the northern parts of the Marshall Islands are the worst affected areas. Assessment teams and residents from Yap have reported agricultural strain with taro patches drying up, coconuts drying out and crops yellowing. While parts of Yap State and Federated States of Micronesia may see some much-needed rain, dry conditions continue in the Northern Mariana Islands throughout the week. The Weather Service adds there's a threat of wildfires with conditions particularly dangerous at the moment. Hawaii Attorney General Ann Lopez has released the first set of findings from an investigation into the response to the wildfires which destroyed the city of Lahaina in Maui last year. The investigation was conducted by the Fire Safety Research Centre. Ms. Lopez told the media the report looked into how the fires unfolded and what happened in the aftermath.
What policies and procedures were in place that worked? Which were in place that didn't work, and then determining why. And then finally, being able to understand the facts and the whys so that we can obtain recommendations about best practices for policies and procedures so that this absolutely never happens again.
110 people lost their lives in the wildfires that destroyed Lahaina. Nauru's climate change minister has told the Our Oceans Conference his government is relocating people from coastal settlements to higher ground in light of the climate crisis. The meeting brings together delegations from around the world to discuss challenges affecting their maritime territories. Minister Asterio Api says meaningful action is needed out of meetings like this. He says going home empty-handed is always disheartening, especially when the coastal erosion rate is high across the Pacific.
The government's plan to relocate people from the coastal belts to the higher grounds. We have rehabilitated mined-out lands, and now they're ready to be built on to basically move livelihoods, infrastructures, hospitals, schools and the likes to a higher ground and to ensure that livelihoods are preserved and basically are moved to safer grounds.
Papua New Guinea's Minister of Public Service, Joseph Sungi, says 70% of the public sector workforce is heavily indebted to loan sharks. According to the national newspaper, the minister says more than 94,000 workers are beholden to fast money loan schemes. Mr. Sungi says many debtors end up paying double the amounts borrowed due to the high interest rates charged. The minister is now amending the Public Sector Management Act to control the size of loans the workers undertake. It will allow public servants to only borrow amounts up to 50% of their salaries. Planning and preparation is underway in Papua New Guinea for the Pope's three-day visit in September. The dates for the Pope's visit to PNG are officially locked in for September 6th to 9th. He will visit Port Moresby and Vanimo. Father Victor Roche, who is in PNG, says the church is working alongside the government to create a memorable visit.
So during the visit in Nepal, he comes on the 6th and then 7th, he goes to Vanimo, a small town near the border. on Sunday, the 8th of September, the birthday of our the Virgin Mary, a celebration of that feast day will take place in Port Moresby.
Fiji's Ministry of Education is considering reforms to the country's national curriculum. Minister for Education Viliame Ngavoka told Parliament that a review is already underway. Mr. Ngavoka criticised reforms implemented by the former Bainimarama government, such as the introduction of new subjects and the downsizing for curriculum officers. He says Bainimarama-era reforms burden the education system.
Teachers had limited training on the teaching pedagogies to deliver the new invented subjects, thus impeding teaching and learning. Mr. Speaker, sir, to make matters worse, the curriculum unit was downsized from 60 officers to 19.
Mr. Ngavoka expressed concerns about the underrepresentation of Itauke graduates in information technology, maths, accounting and physics. Escalating tensions in the South China Sea are expected to dominate New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's high-level meetings in the Philippines. The Prime Minister flew to Manila this afternoon for the final leg of his Southeast Asia tour. Our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch is there.
Mr. Luxon arrives at a pivotal time for geopolitics in the region, with recent clashes between China and the Philippines in the disputed seas. In response, the US has pledged to defend the Philippines from any attack and announced an ambitious joint military exercise next week. Mr. Luxon will discuss the situation soon with President Bongbong Marcos after being formally welcomed at the palace. Earlier, Mr. Luxon told reporters there was a need for de-escalation and left the door open to New Zealand joining more maritime exercises in the region.
Still in Aotearoa, the family of an elderly couple found dead in a paddock on their farm in Auckland say the tragic accident that led to their deaths involved an animal. Police are investigating the cause of their death. It's reported they were killed by a ram. Dean Burrell, a spokesperson for the family, says the pair were in their 80s and lived alone. He says they are shocked at the tragic incident.
I feel like I was dreaming it, actually. It was a bit of shock being told what had happened, and I just didn't believe it. So I've come down here to support my cousins and the wider family.
Police have since shot the ram dead. In sport, Philip Basselala's season with the Fijian Drua has ended due to injury. Head coach McBurn told Fiji Times he injured his arm while playing for the Fiji under-20s. Meanwhile, recovering flying Fijian Caleb Munts is nearing his return to competitive rugby after a serious knee injury. And Tama Tonga has made his highly anticipated debut for the WWE on SmackDown. The former New Japan Pro Wrestling star, who is of Tongan descent, entered the ring for the first time at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. Tama Tonga is the adopted son of wrestling legend King Haku. And that is the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.